Good morning. This is Mose. I'm here to bring you the daily inspirations this morning. In Jesus' name, it is Jesus whom I would like to exalt this morning. It is with excitement that I am here before you this morning to bring the gospel to you. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be able to share the good news with people. I just love it. I praise God for it. And I praise God that He has given us the good news. He has given us the gospel, and He has called us to repentance. He has called us to a life of service. He has called us to exalt His holy name. And that's why He put us here on the earth. That's why He gave us the Bible, and He gave us His will. His will is, the Bible is His will for us. And testament, the word testament means testimony or the last will. When a person dies, relatives usually gather together and they want to hear the reading of the will, see what the will says. And, you know, the New Testament is the will of Jesus Christ. It is His will for our lives. It is our instruction booklet. It is our guide. You know, sometimes we go through life, how many times have you gotten a piece of new machinery or a new toy or a new piece of equipment? Or maybe even a household item, and you got it out of the box, and you started putting it together, and just quickly slapping it together, and said, "This doesn't seem right." And you try it a different way, and you know, there is usually an instruction book with every piece of equipment, and so. Sometimes then, or when everything else fails, how many times have you heard the phrase, when all else fails, read the instructions? Is that the way we are in the Christian life? Is that the way we are in our Christian life? We think we got it all together. We think we know how to do things. And we simply fail to read instructions. We go about our busy life, and we don't read the instructions. But my dear friends, I would like to lift up to you this morning the name of Jesus and His will for your life and for mine. It is His will that we read His instructions, especially in the New Testament. But it is of utmost importance that we have the whole Bible in our hearts and minds. I recently heard a well-known preacher say that he reads the Bible through almost every year. He has been doing that for I'm not sure if he gave the number of years, but for many, many years, he said he reads the Bible through. You know, that's an extremely good practice, to read the Bible from one end to the other every year. So I would like to challenge you this morning. How many times have you read the Bible through? Are you familiar with the Word of God? Are you familiar with the will of Jesus Christ for your life? Are you familiar with the instruction booklet? Are you familiar with the instruction booklet? Do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you personally have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? So what does it take to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, what do you do? Maybe you have a friend that you grew up with. You went to school with this friend. And I don't know how old you are. Maybe you're just fresh out of school. Maybe you're still in school. But you have a close friend. And what do you want to do with that close friend? Maybe you'll have a friend that, maybe you're a young married couple. And you have a friend. You have another couple that you're very close with. What do you want to do? How often do you get together with them? How often do you get together with that friend of yours, whether it's a couple, whether it's another young person or whoever it is? How often do you like together to get together? And do you ever get together too often? Well, probably you would say no. We really love it to spend time together. Well, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ is your close friend, then you will spend time with him. And how do you spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ? You spend time with him by reading and meditating upon his word and by praying. Jesus speaks to you through his word. Jesus, and you speak to Jesus by praying. And so, spend time with the Lord Jesus. Spend time in hearing his word. Spend time in meditating. Not only read the word of God so you have your duty done, not only reading a quick chapter every day, but spend time. Read the word of God, meditate on it. What is this saying here? What is this saying? You know, there's a verse here, and it says, and that verse is in, if I can get it here quickly, Acts 10. In Acts 10, I believe it's in, okay, here it is, Acts 10:31, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. And if we'd read a couple verses before, it says, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together, and he said unto them, ye know that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come into one another's, one of another nation, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. Now here the people had sent for Peter, and Peter went. And, you know, the reason... It says that, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. And then Cornelius sent therefore to Joppa and called for Simon, whose surname is Peter. And, you know, the Spirit told him exactly what to do and where to send for help. This man wanted help. This man wanted hear the word of God. So he sent for this man of God, and this man of God was Peter. And Peter also was hearing from God, and he immediately went. When he got and received the call, he went to preach the gospel to these people. And You know, isn't it amazing how that through prayer, God gives us direction. God gives us wisdom. And God opens our, even speaks to us specifically sometimes. Now, we don't always cry out to God and God immediately answers in such a powerful way as he did here for Cornelius. But you know what? I don't know how long Cornelius was praying. Maybe Cornelius was praying for years that God would send him an answer, that God would help him to understand his God's will for his life. And I don't know. But sometimes people cry out to God for a long time. But you know what? What hinders? Let's just consider a little bit. What hinders our prayer to God? What hinders our prayer? I think of the Bible verse that that talks about, oh, I can't get the verse, but it talks about our prayers being hindered. Look it up. What hinders our prayer? We call upon God to consume it upon our own lust. We call upon God in our selfishness, and we cry out to God in our selfish ways. We want what? Okay, let's make it personal. I want what I want, and I want it now. Is that the way we come to Jesus? I want this beautiful house. I want it now. Is God going to answer a selfish prayer like that? No, of course not. But you know what? If we faithfully walk with Jesus and then Jesus will give us that which we need. Will Jesus give us a beautiful house? Maybe he will. But he has not promised us a beautiful house in this life. He has promised us trials and tribulations. And why has he promised us trials and tribulations? Those trials and tribulations work like fire. When you put gold, excuse me, when you put gold in the fire, it becomes more and more pure. In other words, if you would have a pot of gold or even silver, and you would put some fire under it, and you get that gold or silver melted, and the dirty part of it comes, the dirt that is in that gold or silver will come floating to the top, and then I forget what it's called, what the person is called, but the smith or whatever he's called will take a ladle or something, and he will dip off. He will get that dirty stuff off the top. And finally, the gold is pure. It is, and you can look into that gold, and it's just like a mirror. And that's what God wants to do with each one of us. He wants to us to look into his word, and the Bible tells us that the word of God is like a mirror. And when we see ourselves clearly, that's when we are pure. That's when we can become more and more holy. The Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So what are we seeking? Are we seeking our own selfish desires? Are we coming to God with our own selfish desires and lusts? Or are we coming to God in humility, acknowledging that I am but a sinner saved by grace. And if it wouldn't be for the power of God, I would be doomed just like anybody else out there in the world. by God's grace. But by God's grace, he has given us the power to overcome, and he has given us authority. He has given us life. Oh, God wants so much more for us. What have you given to Jesus? What have you given to Jesus? You know, it is God's will. It is God's will to give us the kingdom. So, my challenge this morning is, what have you given to Jesus? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God? Have you given him your very heart and your life, your affections? What are you withholding? You know, sometimes people say, I've given my heart to Jesus. What does that mean? I have given my heart to Jesus. That means that I have given everything. And you know, sometimes you hear of someone who has been born again, and you know, I'm not here to say whether they were born again or not. But then later on, you hear that that person is back into his old sin. He's back into his old ways. Why? Why does that happen? It happens because there was a root. There was a root that was still in there. There was a root that was not dug out. Maybe there was bitterness. Maybe there was, it can be all kinds of things. Maybe there is a certain person that the person just could not forgive. And he kept that in his heart. You know, Satan uses any of those type of things to pull us down. And so it's extremely important when we give our heart and life to the Lord Jesus, that we give everything without reservation. And we come to Jesus and we say, here we are. I am yours. And I want to serve you all the days of my life. Do with me what you want, but I want to be pure and holy. So this morning, let's just come to the Lord Jesus in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning I pray that your name would be exalted. I pray that you would take this little meditation here this morning and make it a blessing to someone. Dear God, I pray for those that are listening this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would pour out your spirit upon the listeners today and give them make them a blessing wherever they are. Let the world be a little brighter because of their presence. Oh, I pray this morning, dear God, that you would motivate people to give their all to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that each one of the listeners would be motivated to pray, motivated to hear from the Word of God, motivated to spend time in prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ and to our Heavenly Father. So, dear God, this morning we just commit these things into your hand and trust that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to give you my phone number in case you want to call me. 717-656-9576. God bless you, and you have a wonderful and a beautiful day. May God give you wisdom and grace to walk in his holiness.